So, well, the good news is it won't be real long tonight. I don't have anything real long to share with you, but I hope you'll be blessed as I was when I did a little study in Psalm 43. It's a real short psalm, and what I'd like to do is I'd like to read it from two different versions to give us a little different perspective on it. First of all, I'll read it in our standard King James Version, and then I'd just like to read it from the New Living Translation. So it's five verses long. I'll start verse 1, Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to thy holy hill, to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Okay, now I'd like to read it, get a little different perspective from the New Living Translation. I have it marked here. Okay. O my God, take up my cause. Defend me against these ungodly people. Rescue me from these unjust liars, for you are God, my only safe haven. Why have you tossed me aside? Why must I wander around in darkness, oppressed by my enemies? Send out your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy mountain, to the place where you live. There I will go to the altar of God, to God, the source of all my joy. I will praise you with my harp, O God, my God. Why am I discouraged? Why so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him, my Savior and my God. Let's just pause for a moment of prayer here tonight before we start. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this little psalm here tucked away in the Old Testament, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the words that are applicable today to our lives, Lord. Lord, give me clarity of thought and wisdom, Lord. Help me to share, and may this little psalm be a blessing to each one of us. Thank you, Lord, for each one that has come out tonight. I pray a blessing on Pastor Andy and Nancy as they're traveling. Give them traveling mercies and a safe trip back. We thank you for our church here, Lord, that we can meet together. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I thought it was really interesting in the New Living Translation. I liked how it puts it at the end. I will put my hope in God. I will praise him, my Savior and my God. And so I thought it just brought a neat perspective to it. So I'll go back, though, to the King James Version, which you all have and we're all familiar with. I kind of went through this, and since we were talking about Daniel, I got seven D's for you tonight. Doesn't have anything to do with Daniel, but I found seven D's in this passage that I want to talk about. In verse 1, it says, judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Oh, deliver me from deceitful and unjust man. There we have it, the first D, deliver me. He's saying, I don't think he lived in America, did he? But it almost feels like it, you know? I don't want to get political here, but oh my, our hope is in God. It's like, deliver me, Lord. You know, I'm just so privileged and thankful that I've lived the majority of my life in a free country. And, you know, unless we get things straightened out, we're not there anymore. We're headed down a road. And I don't want to be negative, but even David said, deliver me. And also he said, defend me, Lord. That's another one. He said, deliver me and defend me. Help me from the deceitful and unjust man. There's a deceitful man in there. If you want another D, that would be in there. Okay, and the next one that I have here is direct me. Direct me by thy light and by thy truth. Verse 3, it says, O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me, let them bring me unto the holy hill, to thy tabernacle. So there he's talking about going to church, basically. Without the tabernacle back in the day was where they worshiped, the temple. And he said, let God's light and his truth be his guide to direct him. And I thought, that's awesome. How do we get direction? By light and by truth. So how do we find truth? And I always think of this, that verse in the New Testament where it says, the Holy Spirit that indwells us is the Spirit of truth. And if we seek him, that Holy Spirit will help us figure out what is true in this world. He'll show us what is truth and direct us. So I thought that was pretty awesome. If I want to go back here, I'll step back a minute. Deliver me is also found in verse 2. I kind of skipped over it. It says, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Because I go mourning because of my enemy. So he was seeking deliverance from his enemy there. And that was in verse 2. So we got defend me, deliver me, direct me. Let's see what the next D will be. For then I go to the altar of God, unto my God, my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp I will praise thee, O my God. And I put down delight. Let's delight in the Lord. David delighted in the Lord there in verse 4. He was delighted to play his harp, to go and sing, play the music. You know, one thing that Cindy and I really appreciated when we came here is we still sing the old hymns. Hymns that I grew up with, hymns that have so much spirituality written into them by authors that were, I believe, led and directed by God. They're hymns of consecration. They're not fluffy praise things that sometimes just talk about I and me and a little bit of something else. But they're hymns of consecration. You sing so much theology into your soul with a hymn that it just amazes me. And I just thank the Lord that we can still sing the hymns and sing some of the new songs. They're obviously written many times by Patch the Pirate, as we call him. He did a good job. So, all right. So we would be delighted in the Lord in verse 4. Okay, then verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? My hope is in the Lord, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Well, these two, I actually have two D's here that are in this verse. I put down disquieted and discouraged. It's easy to get disquieted and discouraged when we look around at the world around us. We see all that's happening, and that's when we got to watch it. I tell myself, okay, Dan, time to turn off the news. Or my wife will tell me that. Okay, time to turn off the news. You're yelling at the TV. So I see you're laughing with me too. That happens often. But so David, I feel a little bit vindicated. There was David. He was disquieted. He was discouraged as well. And so what did he say then? We end this little psalm on an upbeat note. He says, I will hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Let me read that again in the New Living Translation, that last verse. I really like that, how he put it there. Why am I so discouraged? Why so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him, my God and my Savior and my God. I just like the way that's put there. David, oftentimes if you read the Psalms, he lays out very honestly to God all his problems. And he says, oh Lord, why am I doing this? Why am I that? And then by the end of the song, he's saying, I will trust, I will hope in the Lord. And you know, I think that's where we have to be today. We have to say, Lord, thank you for all your blessings. And Lord, my hope is only in you, not in this world, in this earth, in this government system that's been so good all these years. But Lord, left to man, and look where we are now. So delight in the Lord would be the last one. So I'll go over them again if you want to get them all, not that there are anything special. Verse 1, defend me, Lord. Number 2, deliver me. Lord, direct me. Lord, help me to delight in you would be the fourth one. Help me not to be disquieted or discouraged. And Lord, that I may desire to be near you, to be with you, to be in your presence. And that's where we can be tonight here at prayer meeting. We can spend some time in prayer, lifting folks up in prayer, and we can encourage one another and help us just to keep on keeping on. And I think that's what David did here in this little psalm. So I hope that gives some blessing to your heart. It blessed my heart, and we'll just leave it there for this evening. Thank you.